Springfield's only all-female morning show. Two chicks and a mic on 92.9 The Beat.
We just want to hear your roommate horror stories. I know you got them.
I moved in with my best friend after high school, and he would pile his dirty clothes up until it was like a mound, and then whenever he didn't have any clothes, he would put them on and Febreze them.
So he's smelling pretty ripe.
They were.
Oh, man. Why not just wash it at that point?
I had a friend that her and her boyfriend needed a place to stay, and I bought him a bed, let him move into my house. About 2 weeks later, they, without notice, just moved out of my house, took all my food, took everything.
What?
And wow.
Didn't say anything.
And that was your friend?
Yep, friends for, we were about 6 years.
Oh my gosh, what's wrong with people?
So it's kind of absurd.
I lived actually in a really cool old house down in Louisiana with a girl from L.A. and one from England.
Oh,
and
wow.
It was fun at first, but the girl from L.A. had a big dog, and she refused to put flea stuff on it, so we got fleas all in her room that spread in the carpet.
Oh,
I bombed my room and left.
Yeah, they are so hard to get rid of, too.
I mean, it's her dog. She wanted us to pay to put the stuff on her dog.
What?
I didn't
what?
Get it, but I decided I couldn't do it.
That's horrible.
No. Not my dog, not my problem.
Exactly.
That sounds like a horror story for sure.
Yeah.
I had a best friend from high school, right? And we have children that are the same age. And her and her boyfriend came and stayed with me for about a month, mind you. I lived right at a main intersection in Springfield. And so there was no way that one of the two of them couldn't have got a job. They lived with me for about 4 months, couldn't get a job, trying to support a little one. On top of it all, they had a cat. Uh-huh. Mind you, I let them have my son's room, which they kept the kitty litter box in. So the flies was unimaginable in there.
Oh.
Then my best friend decided she wanted to try to start stuff and break me and my man up, so therefore I decided to move all of her stuff out. On top of that, they called and had people let them in my apartment. They took my clothes, they took my shoes,
oh my gosh,
my food, my paper towels, but I'm the bad one.
Oh my gosh, that is a horror story.
Two chicks and a mic. Mornings on 92.9 The Beat.